Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Now with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Arthur Podyai's down at FedEx Forum for the NCAA tournament, and it's a perfect time to talk to him because the FAU run is a minute and 30 seconds away from being officially over. Northwestern's going to move on up 9 points with 1:27 left to go. Parth, man, I tell you what, something felt different about this FAU team, and even watching them as recently as February, it felt like they weren't close to being able to do the same thing, and now they're getting packed up with a seed they didn't even deserve. The run is over, my friend.
Yeah, no doubt. It's crazy. And obviously, you know, looking ahead, it affects Memphis just because, you know, obviously that run's over. Dusty May's time there likely is over. And that's the closest thing you had to a Houston. And even that, you know, we talked about it before. Even that's not, you know, it's not Houston. It's not Kelvin Sampson. It's not a resume-boosting opportunity, you know, in late February, early March. So it kind of eliminates the excuses, you know, in terms of what Memphis should be able to accomplish next season.
In terms of what you're expecting today, in terms of crowd turnout, I know everybody's excited. Got those teams. I'm hearing Nebraska's deep on Beal right now. Just in terms of what you're looking forward to most this weekend, what is it, Parth?
Man, just the, I guess the different storylines, right? Like, Nebraska's never won a tournament game. I had no idea before this March Madness started. Looking forward to seeing Houston, although we've seen plenty of Houston around here, of course, past couple of seasons, but just all of it, man. Like, it sucks that, you know, the hometown team isn't involved, but it's nice to get a taste, a sample, yeah, you know, of the madness. You see, you know, different fan bases out on Beal, out here on South Main Street, just kind of around town. It feels like March in Memphis, and that's beautiful.
Yeah, it's just not as beautiful as it would have been.
No, of course not.
I mean, there is something definitely missing here, no question about it. I wrote a little bit today about, you know, what I think would be great, ideal, if, you know, these X, Y, and Z change. I know you've written about things that Penny needs to do. Now, since we last talked, pretty much everybody's gone. Only four scholarship players can return. I don't know if we expect all of the four to return, but that's the maximum in terms of players that can. Where are we on Memphis basketball and just where this program stands right now?
Yeah, it's tough because obviously this year you looked at the lack of continuity, and even with all the talent in the world, that, you know, just lack of togetherness was the factor, I think, was the number one reason, you know, affected chemistry, caused locker room problems, X, Y, Z, whatever. And now you're looking at a situation where it's going to be, in terms of a rebuild, even worse. They brought in 8 scholarship players from the portal last season. At this point, you're going to have to bring in at least, here, I'm trying to do the math real quick, at least 8. Because you got those 4 scholarship guys that can return. That's David Jones, Nick Jourdain, Ashton Hardaway, Carl Sharenfant. And then you got the freshman, Jared Harris, coming in. So even if all 4 of those guys, plus the freshman, you know, are on campus this offseason, that's still... that's still 8 vacancies, you know, to get to your 13-player scholarship limit. Chances of all 4 coming back, I think, I'd be shocked. I'd be very shocked if all 4 of those guys did return. So you're looking at least the same number of players coming in as last offseason, if not more, likely around the 9 to 10 range, which, you know, is, I tweeted it last night, it's dice rolling. It doesn't matter who you get, doesn't matter how good it looks now in terms of the caliber of player, the production, the talent, whatever. It's all got to come together, and, you know, after last season, it kind of gives you some pause no matter who Penny brings in.
We know, because you all have asked him what he thinks the chances are that he's going to be able to bring David Jones back. I'm curious, Parth, what do you think the chances are? How high are they? If you put a percentage on whatever it is, what do you think the chances are that he can bring back David Jones?
Man, it's so hard to say because it's early, right? Yep. Like, in terms of a guy like David Jones, he wants to, you know, he wants to launch his pro career. I don't think that's a secret to anybody in Memphis, anybody following this team. But, you know, he's not on a lot of mock drafts. His name's not really mentioned in those circles. So it's just a matter of once he, you know, tests those waters, what kind of feedback he gets, you know, what he hears from NBA teams and professionals. I think that's going to be the, you know, the main factor, the main difference in whether, you know, they can even entertain the possibility of David Jones being back in a Memphis uniform next season.
On Dusty May, real quick, obviously he's gone. Of the jobs that will be pursuing him, Louisville, Michigan, maybe Vanderbilt, I don't know, if they can get in there at all. Which job do you think is the best fit for him?
You say Vanderbilt?
Yeah, Wolken mentioned Vanderbilt. I don't know if that's his alumni
oh, yeah,
status.
I'm sorry. I didn't mean to laugh at his reporting, but Vanderbilt, that's interesting.
Yeah, it is. That job is interesting. I don't think he would dare take it unless it was his only option. But let's just say Michigan, Louisville, because you're right. There's right. No right mind you would take Vandy over any of those jobs.
Right.
Michigan
right.
Or Louisville, is there a clear job that you would take if you're him?
Yeah, I think Michigan, right? Just because Louisville, they were both dumpster fires. I think Louisville's been a dumpster fire for a little bit longer.
Yes.
And to get that thing back on track would be, I think, a taller task, than cleaning up Michigan. But if you're Indiana, wouldn't you go ahead and fire Mike Woodson? I know it sounds crazy, but if you know he's not the guy, then why not bring Dusty home now versus, like, letting him go to a Louisville, a Michigan, whatever?
I didn't understand the Woodson move keeping him. I didn't. So I'm with you on that logic.
Yeah, I don't know.
I'd open that thing up and give myself a chance at Dusty.
No doubt.
Yeah, I don't know. His results, I will say, aren't as bad as you might think anecdotally.
But it's about the opportunity you have to get Dusty.
But I don't know what's his like buyout, you know what I'm saying? Like, yeah. What's his, I don't know.
Oh, they can afford it, I'm sure.
So Mike Woodson, as we know, has been at Indiana for 3 years. He made the tournament 2 years in a row from his first and second, and he missed it this year. Like, is that fireable? I don't know. It feels a little
again. Soon. It's about who you can get, just like we talked about with Tubby.
Right.
And yeah,
exactly.
You know.
But Tubby really was bad too. Like, you know, he didn't have any tournaments. Like, if you think they wouldn't have fired Tubby and paid that money if he was going to two straight tournaments, right?
Again, this is two out of three. He just missed. You had an opportunity to get off of him. Same thing we're saying about SMU. They're doing it because there's opportunity. What, you're going to the ACC? Maybe you can move up.
Yeah.
So let me look at it that way.
Yeah, I don't know.
Are you a big Dusty May fan, Parth? Just like it's going to be instant success no matter where he goes type stuff?
I don't know about instant success.
Okay.
Like, it wasn't even instant at Florida Atlantic, was it? Like, I don't know exactly how many years he was there before they...
Same as Penny, John just educated me on. Yeah,
So he just finished year six as well.
Yep.
I got you. Yeah, so that shows you it wasn't instantaneous at Florida Atlantic either. Obviously, Florida Atlantic, the resources are, you know, vastly different than a place like Michigan, Louisville,
right,
Indiana. But I think to expect him to, you know, all of a sudden go to Louisville and, you know, make that program do a 180 would be unrealistic. I don't know. I feel like this season, if we had seen just a little bit more consistency, right, like a little bit more of a team that wasn't taking baffling losses in the AAC, you'd have more confidence, especially after last year's Final Four run. But, you know, they caught lightning in a bottle last year, and this year they were just I don't want to say another team in the AAC because they did finish second, but for them or Memphis to not win the league is embarrassing on both, right? Like on both programs.
Yes.
In my opinion.
Hey, higher upside, Sharon Fond or Ashton Hardaway?
Oof.
Putting you on the spot. It just hit.
Yeah,
I got to know.
That man said, oof.
Well, I know.
It's a tough one.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, it is.
Yeah. Well, we'll clip that up. We'll tweet it out.
No, we're not going to do that to you.
Your initial reaction.
So you won't have to worry about it after you say it. But I would like to know what you think.
All right. I got Carl, man. Just because he's athletic, like he's physically there.
He is.
He's raw, but you've got the foundation there. Yeah. Whereas Ashton, like, yeah, he's super skilled, can shoot the lights out, or did shoot the lights out at times, I'll say. But just in terms of physicality, athleticism, you know, all that kind of stuff, he's not quite where Carl is, even though both are coming off, you know, obviously being true freshmen.
Yeah. Yeah. Hey, man, are you going to be down there for the Texas A&M game?
I am. I'm there the rest of the day. Yep.
So we have you're down there, Drew's down there, Tim Buckley's
rolling
down there,
yeah.
David Boyd is down there, Frank Bonner is down there.
I'm
coming down there. I think Calkins has said he's going to start writing sports again, so he could be down there. We have I think we're going to bring back Elaine to cover. So we are 15 deep. We're actually, if you cover anything at all at the Daily Memphian, you are expected to be down there and cover these games.
15 is more than Baylor brought.
I want to feature
as many people as Memphis has on the roster.
I want a feature on the sixth man of Colgate immediately. And then I want a feature on the third assistant for Nebraska. Get on it, Parth. I need the stories.
That's what we're there for. We're there for these hidden gem stories in March.
Tell the stories and do it as well as you always do. The award-winning Parth Upadhyay for the Daily Memphian. I'll see you soon, man. Thanks for the
time.
Keep
up the great work, Parth.
Yes, sir, man. Appreciate y'all.
That's Parth from Daily Memphian. There you go, man. I mean, I think it's
I was about to tell you that athletic. They scooped you on the good Longwood story. Wasn't there a Longwood story about a guy who gave up his medical red shirt to play one game?
Yes.
So you've already missed that one.
Yeah, no. Terrible. Now, I did learn from Buckley that the Longwood coach was an attorney. He was an attorney.
That's not better than mine.
I know, but it is.
But again, mine's been used.
I didn't know that. I didn't know that he was a former law guy, and then he just became a college head coach.
Jeff Calkins.
Yeah, he ain't no head coach, though.
No, but he's yours. Former sports columnist, OG.
And then he
OG News.
Oh, he big boyed me on one this week. There's no doubt about it. He texts me on Sunday. He says, I'm writing about Penny.
Dang.
And I said, you son of a bitch. I couldn't do anything about it.
Y'all don't talk to each other like that.
No, I did. I mean, I let him know I wasn't happy about it, but what can I do?
He's the boss.
Write an email, you and me. I mean, that's kind of how I felt you there. I was like,
yeah, I know you did.
You and me.
It's a different time.
Then. You and me.
I was the preps writer, the lowly preps writer.
That's right.
He was the, as he told me, he was management.
That's right.
Not just the columnist.
Anyway, we'll come back.
He said, don't say another word.
That's right.
Kind of like a old Lionel.
Don't say another word.
Okay.
Stay left.
And Kelvin Sampson.
We'll come back. I want to congratulate Drew Hill. He's won a bet. He did it. Anything is possible! We'll come back, wrap it up. Jason and John, Artie Turner Family, ESPN.
Leaders Credit Union. Very happy to have them as our studio sponsors. Very grateful to have them. You need to know about them. They're not-for-profit financial institutions, fully owned by members, operates for your benefit, does so. Certainly in a different way than banks do. Banks are out for themselves. Credit unions, they're owned by their members. So they're looking to take care of you. It's not just full-service banking, better rates on loans, mortgages, accounts that they offer. Technology is better as well. That's what all that money goes back into, their own technology to help you, like their new financial wellness tool. It's inside their online banking and mobile app. Members can oversee their credit score and credit report. You can find out what's affecting that thing, what's got it so down. And they can give you the personalized recommendations you need to boost it. If you want to improve your score, reach your goals, visit leaderscu.com/ESPN. Special page just for our listeners. They've also got some great promotions going on this month. The rest of this month, you want to earn more on your check and savings certificates. 4.25 APY with a forward plus high-yield savings account. That should sound good to you. They've got a bunch more options. Check them out. Find more information at leaderscu.com/ESPN. Again, special page, leaderscu.com/ESPN for those offers. Leaders is federally insured by NCUA.
Baylor, 92-67, your final. Jacoby Walter. Gave you 19. So for those in attendance, saw a future NBA player put up 19 points. It was a complete effort from all their starters, basically. Jalen Bridges, 23. Jacoby Walter, 19. Jaden Nunn, 15. Ray J. Dennis, 10. So a complete effort by Baylor, sending Colgate home with an L. One step closer for the Bears!
I might be in trouble.
Why?
because my two seed that I had going to the Final Four was just down 10. Now they have closed it to
Marquette?
7 at the half.
Oh, my God.
To Western Kentucky.
Oh, no.
That would kill, you know, a fourth of my bracket.
Yes, it would. Okay, yeah. So they're down 7.
They were down 10.
But Kolek is in the game, right?
Kolek's playing. Mm. Cam Jones and Kolek are playing well. They're getting very little from their others.
Never right been now. High on this Marquette team.
Again, yeah, you didn't like it when I made the pick. Again, early, halftime, capable, but and had been down double digits within 7 out the half.
Yeah.
Yeah. The rest of the day here in Memphis should be good, though, right? Except
yeah.
for Houston-Longwood, which won't be a good game. The other two should be good games, right?
They really should.
Texas A&M, Nebraska.
You're just going to see Houston. And, again, I wouldn't probably I'm already going to be down there, so that's the only reason I'm going to stay. And then in the event that something crazy happens, like a one seed, Houston will not be a one seed that goes down, it feels like. But
not here.
If it happens, you know, I have to be there.
But yeah. New Mexico Clemson is the other one that should be a good game.
Exactly. I'll be down there tonight. So if anybody wants to come say hello and just compliment me on all the great work I've been doing, you know, here on the show or anywhere else, you know, I'm always happy to chat and just enjoy life. You know what I'm saying?
Are you though? You like extrovert like that?
I mean, it depends. I can be. You know, sometimes. I mean, I pick and choose.
Oh.
In environments where I'm comfortable, absolutely. In environments where I'm like. Not as familiar.
Right.
I don't know as many people. Probably not. I got to warm up to it. You know what I mean? But I'm going to be in my element here. You know? I mean, I run the forum.
Not like when you're at Tops.
Exactly. When it's Tops and I'm like, I don't really.
You're
out of your
element.
I don't run Tops.
Right.
I don't, you know, that's not my.
You're uncomfortable.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Like everybody coming in kind of to see me.
Right.
You know, that kind of definitely gives me a little more of a. People aren't there to see me today. They're there to see the Baylor Bears. They're there to see the future national champions of the 2024 NCAA tournament.
I think people love seeing you whenever they can.
Well, you'll have a chance. Later today, one night only, FedEx Forum.
One night only.
I was in FedEx Forum last Friday to see The Rock. I'm in FedEx Forum this Friday to see the champs.
Full circle.
Full circle. And I'll be back Sunday with some good second round games. Hopefully Houston A&M. Hopefully we get that one. Going to do it for us today. Thanks to Parse for joining us on the show. Thanks to Anthony Saint as well. Gino and Jeffrey are next. Don't miss it. For Jason, I'm John. We're gone.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.